Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. It's no good telling our island draft that Edison Bell invented the telephone. They are convinced it was George Stephenson because the only thing they ever get out of a phone is a rocket. Today is no exception.
Hello, number one here.
This is Commander Pertwee, Portsmouth.
Oh, good morning, sir. I had no idea you were still speaking to us.
I'm not, but unfortunately I've got to.
Oh, well, there's no need to force yourself. It can't be our turn to cop another load of muck yet, surely.
On the contrary, it's mine. CNC's instructed me to use you lot again.
Well, nobody can say you have all the luck, can they, sir?
They certainly cannot. Mr. Murray, when I heard you were to be the new number one of the island draft, I was delighted.
Oh, thank you very much.
I hadn't finished. I was delighted because I thought at last I would have an ally to get some sense knocked into those disgraceful, scheming nitwits over there. Instead of that, what happens?
You've got one extra disgraceful, scheming nitwit.
Precisely. Why their lordships didn't put me in command of that mob, I'll never know.
Well, my guess is that they tried, but CPO Pertwee scotched it.
Number one. Will you kindly stop being facetious and playing fast and loose with a future Rear Admiral?
Good gracious me, when did this happen?
It hasn't. As yet. But if I manage to get you lot working, it'll be the least their lordships can do. For a start, you're to join a home feed exercise tomorrow morning.
Well, it's jolly nice of you to invite us, sir, but if you don't mind, we've got quite a bit to do here.
Number one, I am not inviting you, I'm ordering you.
Oh, well, in that case, we accept.
Thank you very much. You'll make for Dover in Tunbridge, where it will be your task to seek out and engage the destroyer Tania in a mock action.
Aye, aye, sir.
I repeat, mock action. We shall not be issuing any medals if you sink her. Kindly remember that Tania belongs to us.
Yeah, we'll do our best, sir. Goodbye, sir.
Not goodbye, number one. Au revoir. I shall be coming with you.
Oh, splendid. Would you like to sit with your back to the engine or facing it?
No.
Mr. Phillips! Now, where's that idiot got to? Ah, Heather.
Good morning, sir.
Heather, have you seen any sign of our Leslie this morning?
No, sir.
He's overslept again, I presume.
Well, I've no idea, sir.
I should hope not, indeed. Although, it's a wonder he hasn't got you organized into bringing him a cup of tea from the galley about 9.
Oh, he did ask. Once.
Yes, I imagined he would have done. Well, if the moron won't come to Mohammed, Mohammed will have to go to the moron.
We're going to wake him up, sir.
Well, let's not be too ambitious. He's been half asleep for years. I shan't belong.
Oh, sir?
Yes?
He likes 2 lumps. Hello, main office.
Hello, Heather. This is Chiefy.
Oh, is it? Then whatever it is, you got yourself into it, so you get yourself out of it.
You're suspicious, that's what you are, Heather. You're suspicious. All I wanted was to know if Mr. Phillips was there.
Well, he's not. Why? What do you want him for?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all.
Well, then why all this interest?
No, there isn't any. It's just that the whole of Chief Petty Officer Pertwee's business activities depend on knowing where all superior officers are at any given time. Mr. Phillips is adrift.
Oh, he'll turn up.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to guard against.
Well, I'll let you know if I hear anything.
Right, bye.
Ah, good morning, Heather.
Welcome. Where have you been?
Having the old beauty sleep, of course.
Well, it didn't work. Number one wants you.
What? Oh, lummy. Come in, sir.
Oh, wait, he's not in there. Oh, well, I suppose it'll dawn on him eventually, is on his Todd in there.
Mohammed has been wasting his time, Heather. The moron wasn't there.
Well, he's in your office now, sir.
Is he really? Heather.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what I heard?
I'm afraid I did, sir.
Liberty taker.
Come in.
You buzzed, Mr. Phillips?
Yes, number one, I buzzed. Where's number one? Oh. One. One. Wonder how that happened. It must have been a fuse.
Probably. Irritating noise.
It certainly is, sir. Zzzzzzz. Shocking.
Liable to wake a chap up.
Oh, not me, sir. I can sleep through it. you wanted to see me, sir?
Yes, Mr. Phillips, I did. Much earlier.
Oh, lummy. Well, some people reckon I'm worth waiting for, sir.
I'm sure they do. But I'm not one of them.
Neither am I. Cooking, sir?
Lunch. You missed breakfast. If you meant that you were feeling sufficiently rested to take an interest in naval matters, Commander Povey's informed me that we're taking part in an exercise tomorrow.
We are, sir. You know, they never learn, do they?
Apparently not. We're to engage the destroyer Tanya in a mock action.
Oh, I've been to one of those, huh? Yes, I got 6 tin spoons for a fiver.
Mock action, not auction, idiot.
Oh, yes.
We sail for Dover. That, for your information, is on the southeast coast of England.
Oh, where's that, sir? Oh, yes, cool. I know, yes, I remember it well, sir, yes.
Good. We sail first thing tomorrow morning, and we'd be all terribly grateful if you tried to be up in time.
I'll do my very best, sir.
Johnson! Johnson!
Thump! Thump! Thump, teeth thump, teeth thump, teeth thump, teeth thump, thump. Got you, you devil.
Under the spreading chestnut tree, the village fatso stands.
Hello, Chief. I've nearly emptied all the stuffing out of these blank shells.
I'm delighted to hear it. Otherwise, I'd have emptied all the stuffing out of you.
Why do you want all these blank shell cases emptied anyway, Chief?
You must know quite a few of my relatives have got birthdays coming up.
And what are you going to do? Collect all this gunpowder and send them presents that blow up?
No, not likely, my son. They're a sight too useful, my relatives, for extracting the pride of the family out of the sediment.
Well, what are you going to do with all these empty shell cases, then?
Nothing. But you are.
What?
You're going to cut the bases off, polish them up, and hey, Preston pans, brass ashtrays from Jonesy. Stores here, wrong number, good morning.
Now I know what they mean.
What do you mean?
The people who put them notices in phone box saying, be brief.
Hello, the Duke of Tooting's residence.
Ah, good morning, Your Grace. Number one here.
Hey, is Tootinship is out fishing with his horse?
Is he really? Well, then I shall have to make do with you, shan't I, Pertwee?
It's you, sir. must have been a crossed line, sir.
Yeah, quite. Probably the one the Duke's horse was fishing with.
Oh, very funny, sir. And I know who's been caught.
We're joining a home fleet exercise in the morning, Chief, so I want trout bridge made ready.
Oh, I see.
And you better make sure you've got plenty of tropical kits and fur coats aboard.
Tropical kits and fur coats?
Yes. We're supposed to be going to Dover, but with Mr. Phillips' navigation, goodness knows what route we should take.
Oh, make sure we're prepared for everything, sir.
Good. And don't forget we need plenty of blank shells.
Blank shells?
That's right. And don't get any ideas of pinching the cases after we've fired them and making them into ashtrays. Just for once, I was ahead of you, eh?
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say that, sir. No. More of a dead heat.
Well, see you aboard, then.
Oh, I said...
Chief.
Well?
Are we on an exercise?
Yes.
And does number one want all them blank shells that I've emptied?
Yes. And what, giggle-niggle, may I ask, is so hysterically clerical?
The Duke of Tutin's in the sediment again.
Now, look, you belt up, you podgy peasant, you.
All right. Shall I fill up all these blanks again, then?
What, Neville? And have my relatives disappointed on their birthdays? No, certainly not. Oh, well, there's only one thing for it.
What?
We'll have to take live shells instead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, why didn't I think of that? No one will know the difference until they fire them, will they? And then when they fire them... Good morning.
Come back here, batter pudding. Where are you going?
I'm not going on that exercise for a start. Not with them live shells whizzing about. My mum means son's reporting sick.
Your mum means son's doing nothing of the sort.
Oh, yes, he is. He's reporting sick. See? Nasty cough.
You all have a bump on the bonce and a boot in the back room to go with it in a minute.
You're rotten, you are.
You be quiet, you glow body. Now, look, waddle over to the armory and get those live shells aboard.
But supposing we have to fire them?
Who cares? Mr. Phillips's navigation never gets us anywhere, and the gunnery officer's aim never hits anything. We're in the clear. Now, get loading them shells.
Left hand down a bit. Gingerly.
Left hand down a bit. Gingerly it is.
This is about all I needed.
What's that, sir?
First I get lumbered with this idiot's navigation, and now this. Fog. Thick. Thick. Fog.
Well, that's all right, sir. Nothing to worry about. I shall rely on radar.
Oh, that's got to be a bit tricky, sir.
And why?
Well, sir, it may have escaped your notice, but we sort of lost our radar and radio mast getting away from the island.
Did we really? You know, I thought I heard something go.
Good grief. He leaves his mast hanging up on the gasworks gantry like old Mother Riley's washing, and he thought he heard something go.
Well, don't worry, sir. He'll probably pick it up on the way back.
Bridge, Sub-Lieutenant Washing, Sub-Lieutenant Gasworks, Phillips here. What? Oh, one moment. Chief, to you.
Thank you.
Hello? Chief, for the officer, pick me.
It's me, Chief. Johnson. Can I have a boat?
A boat? What for?
To row me home. This fog's bad for me nasty cough. See?
Now you can't have a boat. Get back to the armory.
I'm there now, and all them live shells are pointing at me.
Look, relax, Jumbo. They haven't made one big enough to get through you.
Mr. Phillips?
Hmm?
Have you any idea where we are?
What, in this weather, sir? Not the foggiest. Oh, I mean, yes, sir, of course I have.
Where?
Where? Oh, where? Now then. Where? Well, as near as I can tell you, sir, we're on course.
On what course?
Well, that's not quite fair, sir. You're trying to pin me down.
I knew it. He's lost us again.
No, I haven't. You're with me, and we're all in the...
Ship ahead, sir.
Ship? What? What ship?
Well, I think it's the one you've been looking for, sir. It's the Isle of Wight ferry from Portsmouth.
Ah, that's more like it, Pertwee. Tag on behind.
Tag on behind it is, sir.
There you are. I told you we were on course.
All we got to do is to follow him back to Ryde and pick up the channel boat, and we'll be in Dover in no time.
And all I hope is the navigating officer on that ferry knows a bit more about navigation than left hand down a bit, or this may well turn out to be an Antarctic expedition.
Right hand, up a bit.
Right hand, up a bit it is, sir. This is ludicrous. Stark, staring ludicrous.
I must admit, this ferry seems to be taking a time getting to Ryde, sir.
Taking a time? We've been following that confounded thing for 2 days.
But of course you know their trouble, don't you, sir? They're lost.
And we are not, I suppose, well, Mr. Phillips. If only this beastly fog would lift a bit, we might see a fisherman we could ask.
Oh, don't you worry, sir. It can't be much longer now. Mind you don't lose that ferry, Chief.
Oh, is it?
Just keep your eye on the luggage boot.
Oh, really? I know just what's going to happen. We're going to be the Flying Dutchman all over again. Well, where are they? That's what I want to know. Where are the fools?
Well, I've no idea, sir.
Right. Well, haven't you any idea? 3 days and not a sign of them. They could have rowed the thing to Dover by now.
Well, perhaps they're lost, sir.
Oh, no. I hardly think so, no. No, they're probably lost.
Well, what I can't understand is why they haven't radioed for a position.
What's that? Radio? Oh, I can tell you that one. Some idiot at the gas board gave me a ring the other day. They've left their mast hanging on his gantry like a lot of old Mother Riley's washing.
Oh, dear. Well, of course, sir, it has been terribly foggy and accidents will happen.
Well, that's no excuse, is it? Mind you, it's been terribly foggy and accidents will happen, I suppose.
Hello, main office.
Hello. Intelligence here. I've got a call for you, Missus.
Hello, Commander Bracewell, Intelligence Officer Botsman here. I wanted to chew the fat over this Troutbridge caper.
I beg your pardon, sir.
Just a routine, you know, but perhaps you can help.
Me, sir?
Yes. Yeah, that's the ticket. Now then, did you notice any indications that they were liable to do a bunk behind the old iron curtain?
What?
Any little thing. A small sign that might have seemed trivial at the time, like learning Russian and calling each other comrades.
No, I most certainly did not.
Oh, I see. Well, it looks bad, doesn't it? Oh, dear.
But you're wrong. They're probably only lost.
Come off it, old girl. If that was so, why haven't they used their radio?
Ask the gas board.
Yes, board.
Well, they left their radio mast hanging on the gasworks gantry. They can't send a signal.
Can't? Oh, really, this is a bit much. Nobody tells us a blind thing up here. Oh, really?
Goodbye. I'm curtain indeed.
Here I say. I've just thought of something.
What, Admiral?
I suppose they haven't gone behind the Iron Curtain, have they?
On the other lock a bit.
On the other lock a bit, it is, sir.
It'll be the mystery of the century. Year in and year out, sailors will report seeing an unmanned frigate called Troutbridge sailing the high sea.
It's certainly a bit much. I'm going to give that ferry boat a lot of nasty talking to when we do get to Ryde.
You know, Mr. Phillips, sir, there's something been bothering me for some days.
Bothering you, Chief?
Yes, sir. But that ship's stern's a bit big for a ferry boat, isn't it?
Well, the Isle of Wight's pretty popular, you know, so I suppose they've had to put on a bigger ship on the... Pertwee?
Sir?
Close the gap between us a bit.
Well, sir, at this stage of the game, do you think that's wise? I mean, ignorance is bliss, and what we don't know can't come out at your court-martial.
Close the gap, Chief. Let's see if we can read her name.
Pertwee's right, sir. Absolutely right. No sense in upsetting ourselves now. We're bound to end up somewhere, so why spoil the surprise?
For goodness sake, stop arguing, all of you, and close up.
Oh, I said.
And that's it. A bit more. A bit more.
Give me the glasses, number one.
Thank you.
Now then. Got it. T... A. T. A. N.
Oh, no, it can't be.
Oh, yes, it can. T. A. N. I. A. Tanya.
Tanya? Now, where have I heard that name before?
That is the destroyer we were supposed to engage off Dover, you idiot.
What? Oh, Lord. So it was. Well, that's all right then, isn't it?
All right?
Yes, I found the enemy, sir. Target dead ahead, sir. Not bad, that, considering we've been in thick fog all the way.
Mr. Phillips, sir, we've also had the enemy with us all the way.
I had noticed, but no sense in opening fire until we were certain.
Opening fire? Oh, blimey, no, sir. No, you let them be. There's a good Mr. Phillips.
Oh, for goodness sake, let's engage Tanya and get it over with.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm afraid of, sir. I mean, why bother, sir? What harm have those lads on board her ever done us? That's what I want to do. All they wanted was to serve their country. From far and wide, they heard the call. The call to duty. There is one man, they stood beneath the flag, undaunted, without a thought for life or limb.
Oh, do shut up.
If I may make a suggestion, sir, the exercise was 4 days ago, so there's not much point.
Number one, our orders were to seek out and engage Tanya in a mock action, and that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, and this is one action that's got the mockers on it, all right.
Now, give me the loud hail up. Now then. Ahoy there, Tanya. This is Troutbridge. Do you surrender?
Perhaps they're out, sir.
Hold on, now, give them a toot first.
All right. Give them the toot it is, sir.
Ahoy there, Tanya. Do you surrender?
No answer was the stern reply.
Ah, well, that settles it. We open fire. At destroyer ahead, fire one.
At destroyer ahead, fire one it is.
Well, I imagine you probably are, sir. That seems to have been a live round you just pooped off.
Oh, nice shooting, sir. I think you clouted the railings on the back of her.
Clouted the railings on the... Oh, I'm ruined, you idiots. Now look what you've done.
We have, sir. With all due respect, sir, you gave the fire order.
Mr. Phillips, sir, look out, sir.
What? Where?
Port bow, sir.
What?
Port look, sir.
Oh.
Over there.
Where?
Oh. There's a bint with a dud torch in her mitt.
What?
A bint with a dud torch in her mitt.
Oh, good grief, it's the Statue of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty? Good gracious.
What on earth is that doing outside Ryde Harbour?
Mr. Phillips, you've really gone too far this time.
Yes, about 3,000 miles too far.
I'll have the lot of you drummed out of the service for this. Now, I'll probably get drummed out myself, but I'm taking every last man of you with me.
Oh, now, if I may make so bold, sir, I wouldn't advise that.
No.
Wouldn't advise it.
No.
Now, it's just a thought, sir, but when you read the name on her stone through them binoculars, did you happen to observe if the name appeared to be a bit one-sided and on the skew?
What? Oh, well, now you mention it, it did seem to be a bit off-centre, but what's that got to do with...
That's what I was afraid of, sir, you see, yeah. Fortunately, you only caught it a glancing blow, but look bad if it leaks out.
If what does, Chief? It all sounds most intriguing.
Yeah, well, it's just a thought, sir, but well... the thing is, was it Tanya or Tanya?
What's the difference?
Well, quite a bit, sir, you see. If it was Tanya and it happened to have Morrie round the other side...
Morrie! Tanya!
Well, I'm not saying it was Mauritania, sir, but, well... Well, here we are with that bint with the dud torch and a meat and...
What am I going to do?
Any suggestions, Chief? I rather imagine you will have.
Yes, sir. Pleasure, sir. Seeing as we only clouted the railings on the back, sir, well... I thought if we sort of nip back a bit sharpish, Commander Povey might see fit to make a report that owing to inclement weather, I mean, i.e., the dirty great fog, we've been at anchor off the island... all the time.
But that's rather a shocking fib, isn't it, Chief?
Oh, never mind what it is. I'll do it. I'm not going to lose my commission over a yard or two of railings.
Ah, most gratifying. Head for home, then, Mr. Phillips.
Aye, aye, sir.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Nothing much, sir.
Well, get going, man.
Certainly, sir.
Mr. Phillips, sir. You wouldn't perchance be waiting for the Isle of Wight ferry to show us the way?
Well, of course not. Of course. As if I would.
Chief?
Sir?
How soon before the Queen Elizabeth passes the bint with the dud torch in her mitt on her way back?
Mr. Phillips!
That was Stephen Murray, John Pertwee and Leslie Phillips working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant. Commander Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Able Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, the Admiral was Tenniel Evans, Heather was Heather Chasen, and Bracewell was Michael Bates. The recorded production was by Alastair Scott Johnston.